Hello everyone, and welcome to this episode of Lucy Talks. I'm your host, Lucy Woodward, and I'm so excited to have you listening to this episode. I really hope you enjoy it. Lucy Talks is designed for meaningful conversations about things that really matter in life. From climate change to confidence, from mental health to happiness, I hope this podcast helps you find something you're looking for. Hi everyone, how are we doing? Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you're good. I'm very excited to be sat down recording this episode because I had the intention of recording it last week, but it didn't end up happening. Basically, I was away with my family and I brought my microphone but forgot the lead that went with it, so yeah, I couldn't record and had like some guest interviews lined up as well, which was annoying to have to cancel those. But yeah, hopefully everything will be rescheduled for this week. I know that no one actually cares that much about like missing a week, but I feel like because I had the 3 weeks that I had a little break before that, and then I wanted to kind of like recommit to the podcast and get on a roll with it, so it was a bit frustrating. But yeah, anyway, we're back now, and that's the main thing. And some things are just out of your control. So yeah, that's why there wasn't an episode last week. I'm sorry about that. Hopefully no one minds too much. But yeah, this week I'm going to be chatting about something called sunset seasons, which is essentially a kind of like three-step guide, I guess, for how to cope really well with transitions in your life. And I think if you're a similar age to me, I am 21 currently, about to turn 22, and also about to graduate from uni this summer. So yeah, I feel like there's going to be a lot of change in the middle part of this year, and it can be a little bit scary. And I think if you're in a similar position, maybe you're about to finish school, or you're starting a new job, or you've just got out of a relationship, or there's like any kind of big change going on in your life, maybe you're moving to a new city, like anything like that, I think it can be quite overwhelming, and there's a lot of different things to think about, a lot of things to process, and I just think we're quite good at hiding that sometimes as well. Like we tend to hide it from ourselves that it's difficult, and also hide it from other people that, oh no, we're fine, like, you know, this is really easy, this is going to be such a good thing. And I think often it's like more nuanced than that, and there's more layers to it. So that's kind of what I'm going to discuss. So if you're like me, about to graduate from uni, about to leave school, about to kind of, or just trying to prepare for any change in your life, then I hope you enjoy this episode. And if you do, please let me know. I'd love to hear like what you think. You can send me a message on Instagram, which is @LucyTalks_. And yeah, just like, love to hear your feedback and love to hear like what the changes are that are going on in your life. If you're excited about it, if you're scared, what you're doing, like I'd love to hear it. So yeah, just feel free to get in touch. But anyway, I'm going to get straight into it, and I will probably do a bit of a like a life update at the end. So yeah, let's get going. Okay, so the term sunset season is kind of a new one to me. I came across it in a TikTok that my good friend May sent to me. So I don't have TikTok, but May often sends me some like great TikToks. And this one, when I watched it, I was like, I've got to make an episode about this at some point. So thanks very much, May, for your stream of Taylor Swift and inspirational TikToks. I'm a big fan. But yeah, sunset seasons, basically, the girl that was kind of explaining it said that this is like when you're watching a sunset and it's a really beautiful moment, like the sun's going down, maybe you're watching the sun go down over a sea or over some like beautiful scenery, and all of the colours are really gorgeous. It's like pinks and oranges and reds and the blue, and like it's just such a perfect end to whatever day you've had, and then you don't really know what's coming next. So the sun's going to set, and that's going to naturally make you move on to a new time, like a new moment, and you don't know what the next day is going to bring. But in that moment, all you want to do is just make the most of that sunset and like really enjoy it and take it all in. And I think it's just a really lovely metaphor for periods of transition in our lives, watching the sun go down on something you know, or you're quite familiar with, and really wanting to like make that such a vibrant and memorable sunset and like make it into its own kind of moment in the ending chapter of it. There's also quite a lot of anticipation or maybe nerves for what's coming next, and like you probably don't know what is gonna come next after the sun comes up again on the next chapter or the next day. Like, it doesn't have to be this big dramatic thing either. It might just be some kind of change that's happening in your life. But basically, when you don't know what's coming next, there's quite a lot of uncertainty, and like how to prepare for that can be a bit difficult to pinpoint, and a bit like there's always going to be uncertainty in life, but it can be quite hard to deal with that at times, I think. And she kind of speaks about how if you do a sunset season poorly, so if you go through a transition in your life poorly, then it basically damages your emotional development through that period, and like means that when you go into the next one, you're still kind of reliving the old one and you're not fully in it. And you're kind of like, yeah, just still processing what's already happened. Or maybe the change is something that's really hard to deal with, so you kind of like push it down and don't let yourself fully process it even in the time shortly after. So then end up processing it years later. Maybe that's led to a lack of maturity rather than like fully throwing yourself into the next chapter. And yeah, it can be kind of a bit of an emotional like abrupt change if you don't handle the so-called sunset season well. And I've definitely experienced this. Like, if you have some kind of unexpected transition, like a breakup, or maybe you have someone that you really care about and they pass away, or there's a sudden illness or something that's really hard to deal with, like that can leave us really thrown and overwhelmed, I think. And yeah, just to note, like, you can't always make change into this like beautiful romanticized period of your life. But I think with something like leaving uni and graduation, or leaving school, or you know, starting a new job, moving to a new city, like those are all quite exciting things. So I think those kind of transitions definitely lead themselves well to this idea of like making it into a sunset season. But yeah, the point is that like going through a transition phase kind of badly like damages your development and how well you're going to progress through that, and how well you kind of view the whole experience before that, like the ending and the change part, can actually alter our perception of the whole chapter of life that went before that. So yeah, for me, like knowing that I'm gonna go through a period of transition in the next like couple of months or so, like there's gonna be a lot of change. So I guess I just really want to set myself up well for the next stage of life, and like to really look back and reminisce on my time at uni, and like just soak in the last few months as well. Because I mean, I feel like I say this in literally every episode, and I said it in the episode that I did right at the start of my last year of uni, which was kind of like my intentions for the last year of uni. My main one was just to really make the most of it and like have the best time in the last year. And yeah, in the TikTok she also says like if you do it well, then it really enriches the experience and makes the ending sweeter and richer and makes you value the time you've had. And I just think like this is such a fun thing to do, so why not, you know? Okay, so the kind of framework that she sets out in her video is like two parts looking back and one part looking forward. So I'm going to break it down. There's two like different sections for looking back and one part for the looking forward thing. So I'll go through all three and give some examples and that sort of thing. So the first one is rituals. So this is things like graduation, weddings, your leaving party, maybe at work or in the place that you've been living. Your last day of school. I remember at my last day of school, we all kind of wore fancy dress and we had a theme, which was like beach themed, I think. It was a lot of fun. And I still remember that day really clearly. So we had kind of a blow up inflatable, what's it called? Like a sumo wrestler suit thing as well. And then we went to the pub after school and had like a nice leavers assembly and that sort of thing. And I really just think that was a lovely way to end school. And I really enjoyed I really enjoyed that. Another example might be going to your favourite restaurant with your friends or with your family. I remember as well, before I moved to university, I went out for a meal with my mum, dad and brother. And yeah, just, I don't know, like little things like that, I think are really nice to just kind of chat about what's been happening and then like what's happening next. And again, that kind of two parts looking back and one part looking forward thing, I think is a really useful way to frame it. Because I often find it quite hard to find the balance between like planning ahead and looking back and being present. And it's all kind of, I don't know, I'm currently reading Soul for Happy by Mo Gowda. Definitely recommend. I'm going to be mentioning this so many times. But he kind of talks about how, this is definitely a tangent, but he talks about how like you only really have now, and the forward thinking and the thinking to the past is only ever happening in your head. Like this is only, you're only ever really imagining things that have happened or things that are going to happen. And I do a lot of this, so maybe I need to do less and be more present in the moment. But I think like when it comes to changes in your life, of course you're going to think about it. Like, of course you're going to think forward, and of course you're going to think about what's happened. And I don't know, I quite like the like 2-to-1 ratio. It seems to fit quite well in my head. Yeah, any more rituals? I'm trying to think. I think one that I'm quite excited about, which is probably a bit sad, is like taking photos on campus with my little like front page of my dissertation for my research project. It's not really a full dissertation, so I feel a bit like a imposter saying it's a dissertation, but it will be a full length research paper. So it's basically the same thing, right? So yeah, I'm looking forward to like taking some photos around campus so that I can have those to look back on, with my little MRI project front page. So that'll be good. And it's like quite nice motivation, because I haven't actually started writing it yet, but me and my lab partner are going to start in the next few weeks. It's kind of due at the end of May. So yeah, like that's something that I'll be excited for, even if it's small and probably a little bit like, I don't know, self-absorbed the right word? Maybe not. I don't think it's self-absorbed, but it's fun. yeah, graduation I'm really excited about as well. I think moving out of my uni house is going to be a big change too. So I think we might have to do a little like leaving party for that house, because I've been living there since September 2020, and yeah, it'll be like almost 3 years, which is crazy, in the same uni house. But yeah, definitely feels like home there, and it's going to be a strange time to leave it. But yeah, I'm trying to think of other rituals. Leaving parties, graduation, wedding days, I guess that's quite a big ritual, or like christenings or naming ceremonies like for babies and stuff like that. What else is there? I guess like birthday parties. Yeah, I guess that's kind of a ritual, isn't it? Like a change between the next age, just to mark it. Those kind of things, you know what I mean. I'd love to hear like if you have any rituals of your own, especially like rituals from other cultures or different family traditions. I feel like that would be so interesting. Yeah, I've just done a little Google about rituals, and I just typed in what is the purpose of a ritual, because I feel like it's quite hard to pinpoint. It's quite hard to like describe what the actual scientific, I guess, or like concrete reason for doing a ritual is. And it says there's a wide set of desired outcomes, from reducing anxiety to boosting confidence, alleviating grief to performing well in a competition, or even making it rain. Ritualistic practices can help to bring a degree of predictability to an uncertain future. And I think that kind of like explains why they're really useful in these periods of change, because there's pretty much always an uncertain future. Like, realistically, we can control some things and we can plan for things and kind of know what to expect, but really the future is always uncertain. This is another thing that Mo talks about in Soul for Happy, so forgive me for mentioning that again, but it is great and I would definitely recommend you read it. But rituals have been around for a really, really long time. It says dating back like 70,000 years, so I imagine there's a really fascinating history of rituals and that sort of thing. And they're quite often centered around like spirituality or religion. But I think it's just really cool if you want to make up your own rituals. Like, you can literally make up any that you like. I think I often get quite fixated on like the last time that I do something. And I know that not everyone likes doing this. So for instance, when it was the last time that May and I were going to walk to a lecture together, because we don't have any lectures for the last few months of our course, it's just all independent work. And it was the last time we were going to a lecture together. And I was just like, ooh, last time going to campus. And for me, that's like, I quite enjoy marking it and like making it known that it is the last time. So I can kind of make that stick in my head more than the other times, if you know what I mean. But May was like, why are you doing that to me? Like, don't, I don't want to know. I don't want to be reminded that it's the last time. So yeah, I feel like people have different opinions on last times, but I think, I don't know, there's just something about it. Like, I really like to have the finality. And I think knowing that it's the last time helps me to kind of enjoy whatever it is that I'm doing. And then to like, I don't know, for it not to be kind of a surprise that it's the last time, if that makes sense. And to be kind of in the next chapter still like looking back on something that I've done and will never do again. I don't know. I remember having that when I left, when I like had my final dance show and getting really sad about that, and like the last lesson that I had, like last ballet lesson. And I don't know, it's just like things like that. I think I'm quite sentimental about, so maybe that's not for everyone, maybe that's just me. But anyway, that's kind of all I have to say on rituals. The next part of this, so part two of three, is reflection. So this for me is kind of things like things that I've learned in this chapter of my life, gratitudes about things that have been really good in this season of my life, thinking about small things that I've really, really enjoyed doing, about like the routine and lifestyle that I have, things that make me feel at home, things that make me feel excited, things that have like been quite big achievements in that period, or I don't know, just like anything little that I'm quite proud of. Or yeah, I guess like that comes under things that I've learned, lessons that I've learned in that chapter. I'm quite excited actually to do my 21 things that I've learned at 21 episode. And my one from last year, the 20 things that I learned at 20, is like one of the most listened episodes on the podcast. So hopefully people will enjoy listening to this year's one as well. It's gonna be a lot. But yeah, reflection on the chapter of life that you're leaving. So this comes under the like two parts looking back rather than the one part looking forward. And I think this one for me really just enriches the experience. And I know that I'll be doing a lot of journaling as I leave uni, because whenever I'm like experiencing anything of like any kind of turmoil or just, I don't know, I just turn to writing and it instantly helps. Like, it instantly makes me feel better. And even if it doesn't help in the moment, I now have done it enough that like I know it's going to help me the next day or in a week or so, to have that record of it, to be like, okay, so this happened and now I'm fine. So like next time that something happens, like it's just a blip, you know. And I think reflection is really important as well. I think so often we just move through life constantly and we never actually stop to like take a step back and think like, how have I got here and like where am I you know, in like where am I in the grand scheme of my life, and where am I in like where I want to be, and to take a step back and think like, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I was a completely different person. And I bet like looking back even a couple of years, you'll see many differences in like the person you are now compared to who you were then. And I think I'm going to enjoy doing some reflection on the person I am now compared to the person I was at the start of uni, which is actually like quite a big change when I think about it. And I think the other thing I want to touch on in this kind of part on reflection is like, you don't have to sugarcoat things and make things out to be a really rosy kind of, oh, you know, like this was hard, but I really learned something from it. like making everything into a positive. I think it's so fine to be like, this was really hard, or this was just painful, or like, this did not go the way I wanted it to. And I think that kind of reflection where it's like brutally honest with yourself is actually the most like important kind. So don't be afraid to be brutally honest with yourself and say like, you know, I'm not happy with where I'm at the moment. I need some change, because this is gonna really help me to like move forward. I think that's a really great thing to do. And if you can be honest with yourself, I think there's so much power in that. So yeah, I would invite you to do some reflection. Maybe that's like writing it out or having a chat with a friend. Again, being honest, like there's no point sugarcoating things and not fully addressing like if there was something bad that happened, or if there's things that you're really proud of that you never thought you could do, like that's equally great to kind of recognize, I think. But yeah, I'm sure self-reflection is like pretty self-explanatory. So I shall move on to the next section, which is the final section of the three parts of a sunset season. So the first one was rituals, second one was reflection, and then the third part, which is looking forward, is preparation. So some examples of this is learning a language if you're going to a different country, visiting the city that you might be moving to, learning kind of skills that you might need for your next job, reading books about the place that you're traveling to, applying for jobs or applying for universities or apprenticeships or like something completely different. I don't know, like you're getting married, so kind of thinking ahead to like what you want your marriage to be like and having chats with your partner about what that looks like, I guess, or I don't know, planning your finances, learning about how to be a parent, I don't know, like so many different things. And I feel like if you have some kind of change coming up, then you'll know like what the things that you need to do are to prepare for that. So for me, I'm going to be going traveling for like 4.5 months from August, which is so exciting, and it's getting closer and closer now. And like the closer we get, the more I'm just like, oh my gosh, is this really happening? Like, this is so cool. So for me, like research about the countries that I'm going to be traveling to is going to be really exciting. Learning about their history, culture, language, like the money, looking up really cool places that I want to go to, making some kind of like budget for it. I've kind of started doing that already, but yeah. And then also like the other flip side of this is researching jobs for what I want to do after. And again, like I've been doing quite a bit of research on that side of things as well, which has been really fun. I'm not sure if fun's the right word actually, but like I've quite enjoyed doing it because it kind of makes me feel better about the whole next chapter. Like when I have kind of understood the field that I want to go into a bit more and like what sort of jobs are out there, what sort of jobs I might apply for, like the pay and that sort of thing, and the location that I want to live in, a bit of research around that, like that helps me to feel a lot more calm about the change. And I think when people ask you like, oh, what are you gonna do after uni, and or like what do you want to do after school, or you know, all of these kind of questions, it can be quite quite like, I don't know, frustrating sometimes if you don't have a set answer, because people like to have a set answer for what you're going to do. But I think it is just very uncertain, and me feeling more prepared about it helps me to like offset other people's worries about the next steps. So that's been my approach to it, but maybe if you have any other suggestions for this, then I'd love to hear. Anyway, back to the preparation stage. I feel like preparation is great, but it only gets you so far. And like realistically, there's always going to be things that are outside of your control. And I think preparing to a certain extent is great because it allows you to, I don't know, just feel like more confident going into that next stage of life. But I think if it gets to a point where you kind of like feel a need to control every single little detail, then, you know, maybe that's like gone a step too far, because there's always going to be uncertainty. There's always going to be things you can't prepare for. And that's kind of the point, like going back to the analogy of the sunset, you never actually know what's going to happen when the sun next comes up. And I don't know, I think there's something quite nice about that, and something quite nice in like letting go of the control of, I don't know, just wanting to plan every single little detail. I don't think it always works like that, and that can be quite nice and quite freeing. So yeah, I think maybe the step after the three stages, the rituals, the reflections, and the preparation, is to then just let go and see what happens and enjoy it. And if it's great, then enjoy that for what it is. And if it's not, and it's trying to teach you a lesson in something, then embrace that and embrace whatever is coming. And if you need to make another change, then use the same framework again and try to adjust to it in a way that's going to like help you develop and grow as much as you can. And I also think that like some people might be listening to this, although they probably won't have got all the way through, and they'll think like, yeah, but just get on with it, like just get on with life and stop worrying about all this kind of over thought out kind of framework for dealing with change. But I think sometimes like it is really nice, especially when it's quite a significant chapter of your life changing or like closing, to use this kind of idea to really enjoy it and make the most of it. And at the end of the day, like it's, you only get like one life, and the changing of phases of your life is so valuable and so important and like such a big thing. And if we're gonna just brush over it and think, oh yeah, that's that done, like on to the next thing, then when do you ever stop to kind of like reflect on where your life has led you and where you want it to lead you next, and what it means and what's important and who matters to you? And like if you don't reflect in these beautiful periods of change when there are like metaphorical sunsets going on, then like when are you gonna sit and reflect? I don't know. I think for me it's just really important to make the most of these and to really appreciate them for what they are. And then hopefully that will like bleed into just the everyday changes, the everyday things that happen that are unexpected, and just to kind of be a bit more present and really like living in what is going on. And I think there's a difference between like romanticizing your life and kind of seeing things through rose-tinted glasses and like trying to see everything as a perfect sunset if it's not. But like there's a difference between that side of things and like over glamorizing things, and then also the flip side, which can kind of get a bit mixed up, which is just seeing the good in everything. And whether that's an event that like you previously thought was good or bad, I don't know, choosing to see the world in a positive light, I think that's quite a different thing to over romanticizing or like just kind of glossing over negative things. And I realize this is a bit of a tangent, but yeah, I think the whole analogy of sunset seasons is just designed to help you make the most out of change in your life. And hopefully, like, this has been a useful or interesting way of thinking about it. I hope you've enjoyed it. And yeah, I feel like that's everything I have to say on it. So I will leave the link to the TikTok that May showed me in the description. But yeah, I feel like I've summarized the main points in it. So hopefully you'll have everything you need. Okay, I'm gonna do a little bit of a life update because I feel like it's been a while since I've sat down and recorded. So I think last time I was recording, I was just about to go to Liverpool for the conference for undergraduate women and non-binary people in physics, and it was just such a great weekend. I was there from like Thursday to Sunday. I'd never been to Liverpool before, but it was absolutely gorgeous. I really like loved the kind of feel of the city, and everyone was so friendly, and I don't know, loved the uni, loved the bit by the docks and along the seafront, and it was just like I just had a really good weekend. And I think it made me realize like how rare it is in science to just be around so many women. And I definitely think that I'm lucky because like compared to, I don't know, 10, 20, 30, 100 years ago, like there's way more women in physics now. But it was just like such a what are the right words? It was really empowering. It was really inspiring to see, like, to hear about so many people's stories as well. And just, like, made you feel valued in the community, which I don't think I've really felt before. And I know that sounds, like, quite dramatic to be like, oh, you need to be valued in your community, but it makes such a big difference, and it makes you more confident to speak up and to just kind of like fully engage in what it is that you're doing. And I think that makes all the difference and leads to better science, leads to better connections, and it's just all around better, really. So yeah, I really, really enjoyed it, and I met some lovely people. So if anyone's listening from the conference, then yeah, thanks so much. I hope you had a great weekend as well, because I loved it and I loved meeting you all. We went to the Cavern Club, which was super fun, on like the Friday and Saturday nights. And that's like where the Beatles first got kind of, I guess, discovered, and they played like loads and loads of gigs there. So that was really cool to be like a part of that. And I think we definitely brought the average age down by quite a bit, but yeah, it was really good. Yeah, really enjoyed that weekend, and then I had like the last couple of days of uni before the holidays, and then I've been in Cornwall for the last week with my family, so really good week. We went to the Eden Project, which I've never been before, but it was so cool. I was just like in my element walking around the rainforest. I know it sounds really stupid, but like there are so many different species of plants, and so many, they're just like gorgeous. There were these absolutely huge palm leaves, some banana plants growing in the water. We got to go like right up to the top. You can kind of climb up the stairs, and there's like a floating kind of platform thing that looks over the whole biomes, and I just loved it. Like I felt very like childlike and just had so much energy the whole day. So I really enjoyed that. We went for a really long bike ride, about like 24 miles, I think, along the Camel Trail to Padstow. And Padstow is gorgeous, so that was really cute. I feel like I just really enjoyed taking loads of photos and videos the whole time. And yeah, now I'm back home for a week, and then I'll be back to Nottingham. So yeah, very, very exciting things coming up on the podcast as well. I've got some exciting guest episodes coming up for the next couple of weeks, so I hope you enjoy those, and some other exciting things in the works too, so keep your eyes peeled. I won't give too much away, but yeah, I hope you're all good, and I'd love to hear about the periods of change in your life, if you're experiencing that at the moment or are anticipating a change. I'd love to hear about it. And yeah, let me know if you tried this kind of rituals, reflection, preparation, two parts looking back, one part looking forward kind of framework, I guess, and the things that you're looking forward to. So we'd love to hear about all of that. And yeah, I'll leave it here, but thank you so much for listening, and click the follow button if you're not already. You can follow on Instagram as well, which is at Lucy Talks. And yeah, I'll be back again next Monday with a brand new episode. So stay tuned.